mentioned that Yishtabach actually is the tail end of Sugi the Zimra, Sugi the Bracha Chrona of Sugi the Zimra, and we know that Sugi the Zimra begins, of course, with Baruch Shalman and ends with Yishtabach, or if you will, Yishtabach, Kaddish, and Baruch. And I'll note what we had pointed out yesterday, actually. I just mentioned it again because it's a very significant statement. And actually, Mr. Brewer already points this out, but the Rishonim, Mr. Brewer actually mentioned in Siman Nun Gimel and Shulchan Aruch that really one should not say Yishtabach unless one precedes Yishtabach, as I said yesterday, the day before, with Baruch Shamar and Minimali Asher. That's how Mr. Brewer passed it, Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi must say Baruch Shamar, Asher, and Yishtabach. Svardim have an advantage. The Rambam Pshita happens to be that you can actually skip inside Siman Nun Gimel and go straight to Baruch and Kriyashma, and of course, not the Chachila. Obviously, even the Rambam and the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, have the opinion that you have to also say Sugi the Zimra. But the Shogok and the Shabura passing what I just mentioned, and therefore, a Chazan actually who comes late cannot just go ahead and run to the Omud and start saying Yishtabach. That would be inappropriate. But rather, has to be marked in. Say Baruch Shamar and minimally Asher, as I mentioned, name of the Mishkas Yaakov, that's in the Brewer quotes. As far as I actually brought several Svarim with me today, as you noticed. The reason is I went investigating this morning early with reference to a very significant issue. And that is, as I said to you, and I'll get to in a moment this issue. We mentioned yesterday in Mechaber that as Yerushalmi, you're not supposed to speak between Yishtabach and the Bracha of Yotzeh Oro Baruch Hoshem. Yerushalmi writes, quoted by the Tur, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, if you actually speak, so then you can no longer be a soldier. Chozer me'orchei ha'melchama. You actually, in effect, repudiates your integrity as a soldier, as a Jewish soldier, has to be observant. And then, chozer me'orchei ha'melchama, that's something we show the Paskin. And the reason is, apparently, as I mentioned to you already maybe a week ago, because the whole idea of Sugi the Zimra is designed to be a hakdama, a preamble to that which follows. What follows in the Zimra? Obviously, Berachas Kriyashma. There's a Savior over here. There's an order. It's a conceptual order. It's a very important conceptual order. And I saw in the Svarim that they describe a great length as conceptual order. The whole idea of Sugi the Zimra is, as we said, according to the Gemara Brachas, that you are familiar with, since you are learning it. The Olam, Yisadu Olam, Shvachon, Shakar, Vishbochu, Vyacham, Vyisbalo. First, the person should arrange the praises of Hashem, his Baruch, and only then should the person then go beyond that and advance to the area of Bakosha and the like. So therefore, this is clearly Hakdama, and therefore you're not supposed to be mafsik between one and the other. That is, however, I mentioned yesterday, and that's what I went looking for a little bit of this svarim, that they mentioned Ramah in Nun Dalu. We don't do this anymore, but there is a practice that I found in Rishonim that many, many people talk about, that really you're allowed to be mafsik when it comes to either something which is of a public nature. Let's say a person has a complaint against the tzibur. So apparently, there's a Rishonim, that's the point, at this point in time, and the Ramah mentions it, that between Yishtabach and Yotzeh, they'll get up there and literally voice their complaints. Have you been to London? London is a place called Hyde Park. Hyde Park is like a speaker's podium. Have you been to London? Anyone here been to London? Okay, I went to London a number of times and decided to go ahead and appear there in Hyde Park. I noticed there was a fair number of individuals gathered there, and everyone, from time to time, people get up and say whatever they wish to say. So I assumed that I could also do likewise. And so I appeared on the scene, after observing what was happening around me, got up there, and began to speak about England. And what I said was not very, shall we say, sympathetic to England. Pointing out that essentially they are still, even though they have autonomy already from many, many years, but as far as I'm concerned, as a proud American, this is what I said in Hyde Park, as a proud American, they're still really a colony of the U.S. of A. They never were a column of the U.S. of A., but that's how I presented it. And I noticed that people began to approach me, all these very surly types, and then look very friendly-like. Looked like they were getting upset, because they're kind of very proud English people, and they have a sense of nationalism, a sense of pride, etc. And I was obviously grating on their sense of pride. I did that purposely, because I wanted to see what the reaction would be. And then a bit further, I realized that things were getting a little bit dangerous, and I decided then to, shall we say, leave the sea. But the reason why I mention that, because here in Shabbat, between Shabbat and Yom Kippur, we showed up about a concept of, let's say there's a need for tzedakah. for whatever cause, maybe, shall we say, operative at that point in time, there's a opportunity, and the Rabbah quotes it. Umizem is Pashim Haminim Bahavim Kombo, Lavarich Achole, I didn't think of Mishabach for Achole, Dr. Ben, it's in Yishtavach and Yotzer, O Likbo B'Bin HaKnesset, Likbo means not Likabel, Likbo means to complain, to issue a complaint, to lodge a complaint, Shaselo Din, Ben Yishtavach and Yotzer, because they're Mikri Tzorech Mitzvah, this is called the Tzorech HaMitzvah. Now, we don't do this anymore. I don't think I've ever seen anything of this nature. So the question is, of course, how can they allow it? You're not allowed to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotze. We just quoted Yerushalmi, that falls in Yerushalmi and Mechama. You have to go back, actually, if you're a soldier, you won't be able to fight, you're not viewed as being someone who's observant. So somehow the assumption is that this is not considered to be something which is a hefsek, this is something which is a great tzarech. Okay, and the reason why I just mentioned this to you is because I see all the Rishonim, I brought that as far today, that talk about this topic, and I have interest in that topic. Not that I'm suggesting we reintroduce such a notion, but there was such a notion, you should be aware of it, that we should talk about. I mentioned already, I think once before, that Yishtabach is said, according to most opinions, Ba'amida. He said, how do you say Yishtabach, standing or sitting? What's your practice?
Standing,
correct. That's what most Rishonim mentioned, that it said Ba'amida. Why is that so? We spoke about this already here. I don't know if you were. I don't think you were here. Perhaps you did not hear the whole time. But we spoke about when one stands, when one sits. Because Friday, their practice is to sit the entire davening. The whole tefillah, they sit. They don't stand the ball, except for, obviously, Shmoneh Esrei. But other than Shmoneh Esrei, they sit. Ashkenazim are like yo-yos. We just go up and down all day and all night. We have a problem. Would you not say so?
I agree.
So why do we say every Shabbat? So, what was that?
Catch.
So that's one. One time is exactly as you pointed out. And even though, if you look actually, I say the Sfardim, only the Chazan, only the Shirat Tzibur stands in Sfardic circles. In Ashkenazic circles, the Ramah writes that we stand for Baruch Shema, for Yishtabach, which Shabru actually quotes it over here in the name of the Gdolei Achronim. But there's no question that one reason is because of the Kaddish. And this is a general practice, by the way. Sfardim, by the way, sit for Kaddish as well. They don't stand for Kaddish. But Ashkenazim stand for Kaddish. It's also a question why that's so. I'm not going to discuss that right now. I plan to talk about that another one day. I'm just saying that the reason seems to be because this is the end of a particular segment of davening, namely Sukkot HaZimra. Okay, so yesterday, if you recall, we spoke about please count the number of praises or the number of words that are used as praises. This is what I meant to talk about yesterday, but I just neglected it. And then when I looked at Svarim, I realized that I neglected something which is count. Start from after Kilochana Hashem Okeno Kamasin. Start counting from Shir. How many praises do you have? How many words of praise that can be found over here? And it's interesting, the Pesukim say, quoting Nun Dalet, not to be mafsik. Not to be mafsik in all these words of praise. How many words of praise are there?
15.
15, correct. Why 15? What does 15 correspond to? By the way, if you don't mind, since you counted already, take a look at the bracha. After Baruch Atah Hashem. How many words are there after Baruch Atah Hashem?
15.
15. It's clear there is a correspondence between these 15 and those 15. Yesterday we spoke about, if you remember, the din of Mein Chasima, Son of Chasima. Do you recall my discussing that?
Yeah.
Namely, that the part, and I asked you a question, I don't know if you got the answer yet. I suspect not, but maybe I'm wrong, I should be touching the chair. But I asked you, I said that the briskers are very machmir about this. Do you recall my discussing this? It was only yesterday?
Yes. With the Haftorah of Torah.
Correct. We proved it actually from the bracha of the Haftorah. Maybe you'll explain it to him afterwards if you don't mind. But anyway, one of the questions that was posed over here, why Shmoneh Esrei? And Shmoneh Esrei, it seems to be very true. It's the exception someone mentioned, you mentioned, who mentioned? Somebody? Which bracha seems to be not fitting into this? Correct. What do we say over there? One second. The word Rachaman. And then Baruch HaTashem, Rofei Chol Am Yisrael. So Rachaman clearly, as I pointed out to you in the Haftarah, the briskets eliminate that. If you look in Sidurim, I went looking yesterday in Sidurim, not yesterday, this morning, early, when I wake up, which is out of the area of 4:30. Anyway, so I went looking to see, I examined several Sidurim. I don't sleep too well. So that's the reason why. So I figured I may as well learn if I don't sleep well.
Why not?
Excellent, thank you. I have your approbation, that's great. So now the question is, I looked at 5 Sidurim, I found 2 of them that have parentheses around the word Rachamam in the Haftarah. So I was very happy, pleased, And okay, what do you want to say? That's it.
And the Sosa part has more than 15 after the bracha.
Yes, it does. So I'm seeing good Ashkenazi Nusa. By the way, I mentioned also yesterday, I think I pointed this out, but if I'm not mistaken, I also found it in one of my many, I have a section in my house on Tefillah. I decided to look at it. I haven't done those so in a long time, really, I'm being quite honest. I mentioned at the end of Yishtabach, I'll get to you in 1 second. The end of Yishtabach, what do we say? How does the bracha end? There's a difference between Sfadim and Ashkenazim, but the Sire is not here, so we cannot rely on him anymore. It says, what has an end?
Melech Kel Chei Holam
with a Tzeirah. That's how the Vilna Gaon writes. That's also the Nusa of Tesis Yom Tiv. What does that mean? What does it mean? Melech Kel Chei Holam. How do you translate that?
King God.
Hashem is what?
King.
What does he do? He sustains Chei in the sense of Mechayeh et Kol Holam. Ivrit Yashavah?
Baruch.
Frish. Makom shum nichbad mod, nisgad mod, ani choshev. Rav, what are you saying? Yes, I agree. Wow. So it means the point is, if Hashem were to remove his hashkafa even for one moment, what would happen? The world would self-implode. Correct? That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. If I knew the Baal HaTanya, we say actually every day, HaMekadish Mechol Yom Tov Ma'asei Bereishis, but Hashem, on an ongoing basis, Baal HaTanya writes, sustains the world. So that's the language of Baruch Chai HaOlamim. However, what did the Sfarim say? Baruch Chai HaOlamim, which means what?
Live.
What does it mean, Chai HaOlamim? That Hashem is with a patach.
Lives forever.
Hashem is eternal, correct? Hashem is eternal, lives forever. That's also a nusach which is found in the Abdul Maral, that's such a nusach. But it's a machlom in Sfarim and Ashkenazim. Where else do we find this machlom yet? Chesky.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, yeah.
Yes. Where else do we find this machlom yet? Elsewhere. There's another place where. Tell me, where else do we end with Baruch Chai HaOlamim or Baruch Chai HaOlamim? Another bracha. I'll give you a hint. When we say what bracha? Achrona? No? Baruch Nefasho. You say Baruch Nefasho. Remember that? When you drink some water? You make a bracha Achrona, so you say Baruch Nefasho. So that goes. The Chesonon, Al Koma Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Lachayos, Venev, Shkohoi, Baruch. So Sfadim say Baruch Chai HaOlamim, and Ashkenazim say Baruch Chai HaOlamim. Twice. After Yishtabach and after Baruch Nefasho. Wasn't it Kedai to come just for that? To become aware of that piece of information?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And there's a, as I said, the machloket is, what exactly, when we're describing Hashem, how are we describing it? Someone who sustains the entire universe, that's Chai HaOlamim or Chai HaOlamim. But back to 1 second, the 15, let me just get that out of my head. The 15, so I say, Shvachim, that over here, there are 15, as you notice, in the corresponding to the 15 at the end. Yesterday I mentioned that I think they're in couples. I didn't find anyone talking about that. I went looking through about 7 or 8. Svarim, no one speaks about it, but I think there are couplets here, unquestionably, and I have one to say about it, but I can't do it now, because I thought I needed Tanakh and Yitzhak Shem, and I plan on maybe at one point doing that and showing you. It's going to be a lengthy, I need a few hours, just to really prove my point, so I feel there's not sufficient time, I can do it right now. Go ahead, what do you want to say?
Two things, so one, what's the
Yachid
and Nusach
Svarim? Excellent. The Nusach Svarim is in, Abochem Shirei Zimram Melech Yochid Kel Chei Olamim. No, Kel Chai HaOlamim, sorry.
Yeah, that was number two.
Okay, but number two we just mentioned. So number one is the issue. Why do they end Melech Yachid? Of course it's Melech Yachid. Or, why did Ashkenazim not have that? So I didn't see actually, I don't think he quotes that for some reason, I don't know why not. He should actually, because this is of course an Ashkenazic Nusach, that explains why he doesn't quote it, and I have to look at the Sephardic Nusach in order to be mavarer that situation. But I will have to, Naim Azeh, thank you. Yes.
Rashi was looking through Sinan and there was parentheses on Barach HaMelech.
Right.
Is that in Haftorah
or in Shmuel? No, that's in the Haftorah.
Oh, in
Haftorah, when I saw parentheses, because the family is that those who are Makbid understand, Mein Chasim, some of the Chasim, that's why they have that parentheses. But back to the test vote, to the 15 Shvachim that I mentioned over here, so this is found in Rishonim. Rishonim say the Abu Draham, a very famous sefer called the Abu Draham, my rabbi who were very makbid, those that were makbid on saying the family used to say Abu Darham, Abraham Chassin Tassal, that's what he would say, but Absalmazi said, his father said Abu Draham, how do you speak? Mitash Radi or Mitash Kinazi?
Mitash
Kinazi. Abel Yeshra Ibri. Ibri. Who בגלל שהוא בפריש. שם זה בית ספר ברמה, רמה גבוהה מאוד. שם הם עומדים בעברית או באנגלית?
איפה?
בפריש.
באנגלית?
בעברית, זה מה שאמרת לך. They teach in Hebrew, בפריש.
באנגלית.
באנגלית?
כן.
You just told me I didn't
know.
Okay. Anyway, so here we have 15 shlokim, 15 praises, and the Avodrom says that he's like a negative 15 Shira Malos that was said by David HaMelech, and a negative 15 Malok Tavot Lamakom Olem that found in Magon Shal Pesach. Why is the number 15 so significant? By the way, yesterday I sort of alluded to the fact that among here, you have actually, it's not counted, it starts from Shir. Shir is number one, right? Shira is two, Halom is two, 4, Oz and Shalom and Netzach is how many?
3,
7. Is that 7? And then you have Dulu, Dulu, Tila, another 10. And then you have Teres, Dusha, Malchus, 13. So obviously, Brachos and Valdoros are included. There's a problem though, because Brachos and Valdoros are not what?
A part of it.
Are not Shalom. So that's why I think it's separate. Brachos, Valdoros, and Atom, and Alom already is a separate line, because they are obviously, because the issue is, do I say all of them, B'nishima achas. You know that did? That's the Magen Avraham. It should all be said B'nishima achas in one breath. You shouldn't be mafsik when you say this. You're aware of that, I'm sure. Okay, now you are aware of it. But I'm just saying that but there are 13 Lashonos of Shabbat, and clearly, Brachos Vados are not necessarily included in the, shall we say, in this particular list. You understand what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is that the Yud Gimel, if it's Yud Gimel, that's connected to Yud Gimel, Shabbat, I mean, there are all kinds of possible doshas that one could say. However, the general practice is not to be mafsik. You are aware of that. You should be aware of it. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, actually. Not to be mafsik when you are going ahead and articulating these shvachim. Yes?
I just have a comment from we were discussing yesterday about Ozma Mshala Netzach.
Right. But I had to read it.
And then, so actually, although they put the, in our scroll, they have the comma after Umem Shalah, Uzmem Shalah, and
it's a little bit well.
But there's an opinion here from Rav Gedalia Shor.
Gedalia Shor is a Rosh Hashiva in Tavu Das. Great, great Rosh Hashiva. An American-born Rosh Hashiva who went to learn in Europe. He's a genius. I was zoche to hear him as a little kid.
So
he also has children who are very, very prominent. And he has one son who's a Chabad Menes Farm. The son of the Abayim Yeshiva are very familiar with his farm. Both the father of Gedalia Shor Tzatzal, and he was a Rosh Hashiva Tavu Das. He had a really Yeshiva called Tavu Das, famous Yeshiva. And he has a son, what? Rapam was the correct. Rapam was a Talmud of Gedalia Shor. But he's an American born Gadol, which is quite rare. So that shows you that all of you can become Gadol Yisrael. What do you say? Pashut, that someone of your stature, with your vast knowledge, which will obviously just increase along the way, but you have to strive for it. See, only fresh. They strive for heights over there. Go ahead, yes.
So it seems that he doesn't...
What year are you in?
A senior.
Wow, you graduated. So, sure. Maybe we'll have this listed, have your luster. Not present.
Yep. Possible.
Okay, thanks.
So it seems that he doesn't put Netzach, Gedula, and Gvura together. He puts Oz, Mashallah, Netzach together. Right. And he says...
So where are the 15? One second, Netzach is counted separately, or it's just together with Oz, Mashallah?
No, I'm just saying that
when he the way you pronounce it,
he's Oz, Mashallah,
wow,
Netzach.
That's the way I say it when I got it. Even though I see now the comment here, you told me the comment, the article is also Ephraim Mashallah. My meaning is, Chesky, what's your meaning? When my Sarab, you know, you should always follow what I want to do. You're obviously a problem with Rav. So it says, Oz, Mashallah, Netzach. Is that how you say it?
No.
How do you say it?
Netzach.
Okay, so he doesn't hold like that. There are clearly two ways of reading this, but I would say that maybe a function of a number of things. So go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
He gives a reasoning for putting them together.
Yes, that's what I want
to hear. Oz, Mashallah, Netzach, power and dominion triumph. These qualities are attributed to God, but we find them in people as well. When man uses them to further God's goals, they are praiseworthy. But if people seek power and pursue triumph for their own selfish ends, they bring destruction upon the world.
Wow. Oho. Gedalia Shor. He was a great giant, a Torah giant. He was an evil beyond belief. Genius, absolutely. An American-born genius who went to learn Europe. It's quite rare, actually. There aren't so many of those, but he was one of them. Yeah.
What do you learn?
No, you're really testing my knowledge.
What year?
It goes back in the 40s and 50s. Which yeshiva in Europe did he go to learn? That's the question. They'll know here better than I. I'm not actually so familiar with Avodah Yisroel Sfarim. Yes, Sfarim, very beautiful Sfarim. He was a genius. He was a Mechadesh Nifla in Machshava, in Halacha. He was just an absolute genius. Where could he have learned in Europe? There are several possibilities, but why should I guess? There were several Gedolim who learned in Europe, you're aware of that. Rabbi Scheinberg, Rabbi Chaim Pichon Scheinberg, you heard that name? He's a great Gedol, yeah, with the United States. So he learned in, he actually learned in Bir Yeshiva in Europe. There were a few American-born students who went to learn in Europe, in the Bir Yeshiva in Europe, in Shanghai. They were Shanghai later, they went to Shanghai. So one of them was Rabbi Chaim Pichon Scheinberg. There were a few others that are also very, very well-known. Rabbi Gifter is an American-born, he's a Tel Rosh Hashiva, Tels, and he went to learn in Tels, in Europe. American-born fellow. I think born in Newport News, Virginia, something like that. He went to learn in Tels. So he can't even imagine what that was like, let's say, 75 years ago, 80 years ago. So it's like, we can't imagine it. We don't have a clue what that's all about. I'm just trying to think, where are we sure, are we not even sure, that's all, where he might have learned in Europe. I literally don't remember, but I suspect. And having been in one of the yeshivas, I don't think it was in the yeshiva. For some reason, I just don't have that sense of the yeshiva. Maybe you'll ask one of the rabbis.
Probably fine.
They'll probably know. They know. Who would know these things? Oh, Rabbi Fuchs would know. He's into all these Sfarim.
Is this from the Ali Shore?
What was that?
Ali Shore is that's.
Now, Ali Shore is by Rabbi Volba. Rabbi Volba actually learned in the yeshiva. He learned in the yeshiva. He actually is originally. He's also. Rabbi Volba, where does he come from originally? Sweden. He's been in Sweden for a while. I mean, these people came from all over the place. Very fascinating how they, shall we say, got around. Okay, I have to check to see Rabbi Lal Yeshua. Very, very prominent person. He has children who are also geniuses, and Mechabim Osorim, which they look at. Rabbi Fuchs will look at his farm. He's very into that genre. I'm not into that genre. I'm very limited in my scope. He's very expansive. Expansive means. They look at the Chassidish Svarim and those kind of Svarim. I also look at the Chassidish Svarim, the Rambam, the Rashi. That to me, those are Chassidish Svarim. Why are you smiling? Okay, you're showing your gleaming teeth. But anyway, for me, the Chassidish Svarim, I like Chassidish Svarim. Rashi and Tesis and Ritu and the Rashi and the Rambam, I like those Chassidish Svarim a lot. Very good. What do you say?
Agree.
No, good fact. Yeah, I keep warm in the tequila. Good. I wanted to say one other thing, and that's what I also brought all these Svarim for. I noticed that this is sometimes an issue which can't come up. Let's say a person does not have tefillin, a person does not have tzitzis, and they're going to come later on. Are you allowed to begin to daven and then, shall we say, put them on? The answer is yes. At what point are you going to put them on? So shut off, right? That you should put it on between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Isn't that fascinating? Between Yishtabach and the Baruch Hu. And you're going to have to say Berachos Kriyashma, that's when you should put it on. And apparently the Shulchan Aruch holds that being masik between Tzuvah and Zim and Yishtabach is more chomer than being masik between Yishtabach and Yotzer. I just mentioned now two things. One thing I mentioned regarding this practice, that between Yishtabach and Yotzer, these complaints that he used to do publicly, or if there's an even stalker, or someone feels that he was, someone is an aggrieved party, he was wronged by someone, so he wants to go take the person to a kind of public interior, he does it between Yishtabach and Yotzer. And secondly, I'm just mentioning now, if you don't have tzitzis, someone brings it to you later on, or a tefillin, that's when you put them on between. The Ramah says here that the Shliach Tzibur, he has a different status. He writes the Shliach Tzibur, in law, you have a talis gila. If you didn't have a talis before, and you started with tzitzis, you put on tzitzis. Tell him she asked for yishtabach. In order that he should say kaddish right after yishtabach, it should be massive. But there is, you see, such a notion that the Ramon, the Mishnebrua, when he grabs his door, Yachid. And I'll tell you honestly, I've been in this situation not often, but let's say driving to the yeshiva, and I realize that there is enormous traffic, and it's going to take me an hour and a half to get here on Sunday when I come. And then what I will sometimes do, I will literally daven in my car while I'm waiting at the intersections or waiting in some traffic jam and say Tzuvah D'Zimra, which is what I do. Kabbalas I say much earlier in the morning. I always say Kabbalas, because did the Raisa, okay? And then I say Tzuvah D'Zimra. Then I come here, I put on my tefillin. It's in Yishtabach and Yotzer. I've done it two or three times. I try not to do it, Chesky. But if I'm in a pickle, that's an expression. If I'm in a difficult situation, so then that's what I do, based on this halacha that's mentioned here in Ashokas. Okay, Shikar. Thank you. Wow, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Hatzlach and bracha. What are you doing next as well?
Cousin Bar Mitzvah.
Mazel Tov. How long are you here for? A few weeks?
I'm here.
You leaving already?
Sunday.